Good day, Petersburg. This is Crab Bait Radio, a KFSK comedy special with all the news and cultural programming you can shove in your bait can.
Our motto is, if it ain't news, it's crab bait.
I'm Matt Lichtenstein.
And I'm Joe Vicnicki.
And today on our program,
big time news comes to small town Alaska.
Governor Palin gets her foreign policy experience.
What's that stuck in your water pipe?
We'll also take a trip to nowhere.
And an exclusive interview with Joe Sixpack.
These topics and plenty of other moldy cast-off chunks in Crabbait Radio, Episode 7, Mrs. Crabtails Goes to Washington.
But first, these headlines.
State transportation officials say adding a new monorail system to the planned road and electrical intertie between Petersburg and Cake will bring down the overall cost of that project. DOT planner Art Velodrome says it just makes sense.
In the long term, with a monorail, a road, and an electrical intertie, the cost savings to move the goods and services back and forth between Cake and Petersburg is tremendous. In fact, we'd like to go a little bit further eventually and maybe look at building a 40-mile zip line between the two towns, maybe even a Segway track, an aerial tram. What if you threw a high-speed bullet line into the mix?
Velodrome says adding the monorail, zip line, and other features would cost up to $3.2 quadrillion. However, he says the cost of the project could be easily paid back after 350 years if every resident of both towns makes 25 trips back and forth between the two communities every day.
A new government study predicts the upcoming year will be a time of little growth, both economically and personally. The study says wives and girlfriends expecting big personality improvements in their marital partners should lower their expectations a little bit over the next 12 months. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke on Tuesday said, "If your husband's planted on the couch watching football right now, we really don't expect any movement on that front in the near term."
And in statewide news, several Alaskan dentists have now come out in support of the McCain-Palin campaign because of what they see as McCain's commitment to preventative dentistry.
We need to drill here, and we need to drill now.
State staff in Juneau reported today that several dozen legislators escaped from the Capitol building late yesterday and could be showing up in communities around the state this fall. Officials there said a strong wind blew a first-floor door open that allowed the legislators to escape. Local residents are asked to keep an eye out for any of the escapees and report sightings to the Department of Fish and Game. Legislators can be easily identified by their bright red and blue campaign buttons, as well as black spots on their gill plates and 11 rays on their anal fins.
The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation this week took a giant gas company to court over the summer's natural gas leak on the North Slope. The state argued that whoever denied it supplied it, while the company came back with the whoever smelt it dealt it defense. The judge was forced to clear the courtroom.
The city of Petersburg's robotic arm dump truck has gone renegade. Garbage director Upton My Armpits said the truck may have developed self-awareness sometime early yesterday morning while on its normal trash route on Wrangell Avenue.
Basically started doing its own thing and not really picking up trash anymore. In fact, it seemed to be eaten. It really likes 40-weight oil.
That truck was last seen chasing deer on North Nordic Drive and messing with skateboarders.
Coming up next, the Knowledge Network's reality TV series that takes you to the final frontier. It's rougher in Alaska.
We're here on the Southeast Panhandle, where it takes true grit just to get out of bed in the morning. They've got so much water here, it falls from the sky. And the people who work here know...
It's rougher in Alaska!
Sporin for Rougher in Alaska, and today we check out just a few of the most dangerous jobs in the nation's largest and most treacherous national forest. Let's head over to our first stop.
Okay. All right, these are going to be due in a week.
Wow!
Oh.
You might think a local library is a quiet place to work, but like I say, everything's rougher in Alaska. And what are you up to? That looks really rough.
I'm just putting some books back on the shelves. Can you please keep your voice down?
Oh, not only are we standing here talking to an Alaskan librarian, we're in the Alaska section of an Alaskan library, where the books are bigger and the type is smaller, and there's a book about grizzly bears less than 4 feet away from my face!
I'm sorry, but you need to leave.
Damn! Ah! I just got a paper cut!
It's Rubber Alaska!
Elementary school playground is usually the place to play games and have fun, but here in Alaska, the Alaskan isolation takes its toll here in Alaska. Hey, kid!
Yeah?
How could you stand up there on those Alaskan monkey bars all by yourself, day after day? That must be rough!
Mrs. Makarsky, that man's yelling at me!
All right, you. Leave these kids alone!
Oh, that smarts! Oh, man, it's like I say, even the second grade teachers are rougher in Alaska! Let's move on!
It's rougher in Alaska!
You might think accounting is a job for pencil-neck geeks, but not here in the harshest environment on Earth. Up here in Alaska, tax preparation is taxing in more ways than one. Just ask accountant Martin Sandusky.
Well, you really have to know your way around the tax tables in Alaska. I mean, you know, the other day I was working on Form 1120, Schedule M3, and so I could complete a 1363-F, but I didn't have publication 3609.
Yeah, and you have to watch out for bears, too, right?
Yeah, that's true. And anyway, the capital gains and ordinary dividends were on the wrong line, so you can imagine that I still had to cross-reference for 1099-DIV with Form 3765 so I could claim an exemption.
Wow, that's pretty boring, but it sure sounds scary. When this guy crunches the numbers, you can really hear their bones breaking, because even at the office,
it's Rubber Alaska!
Support for Crabbait Radio is provided by AIG. Bailout, schmailout. Your tax dollars help keep our free market economy healthy. AIG. We've got money to burn. So let's burn some cash. In Aruba. Next weekend.
Ever since Alaska Governor Sarah Palin was chosen as John McCain's vice presidential running mate, the state has been crawling with reporters. The networks have invaded Alaskan towns from Wasilla to Ketchikan, trying to dig up any news they can about the notoriously interview-shy VP pick. Even the small, out-of-the-way community of Petersburg is flooded with media, from the straight-laced Brokaws to the mustachioed Riveras. We now take you live to Main Street for an update from Crabbait reporter Matt Lichtenstein.
Joe, I'm surrounded by hordes of reporters and cameramen who are desperately trying to sniff out a story on Sarah Palin.
Hey, give me that mic back. Give me that mic back.
Hello, I'm Dingle Johnson. We brought our cameras to the majestic hamlet of St. Petersburg, Alaska, where the fish are big and so are the buoy bags.
Hey, give me that mic back. Give me that. Sorry about that, Joe. It's been like this all day. These invading reporters are desperate for some airtime. I recorded this exchange between a CNN correspondent and a local fisherman just a few moments ago.
Sir. Can you tell me anything about Sarah Palin? Anything at all?
Well, she's only been here once, for the Little Norway Festival.
So you're saying she has foreign policy experience? I knew it!
Well, no. I mean, it was just a local visit during our annual festival.
Hey, Neil! Get a shot of this guy while I write this up. Fellow Alaskans say Palin has foreign policy experience.
I didn't say she had any foreign policy experience, exactly.
Palin took part in Alaskan Scandinavian summit. So, do you have any photos or video?
I have some photos of the governor surrounded by Vikings. Is that what you want?
Yes, I see it now. Palin has military background, fights off Viking hordes single-handedly.
You see what I mean, Joe?
Scary stuff.
You're darn right it's scary. These media elites are filtering everything we say.
Hey, did you get that, Bob? Local media is craving censorship. Make sure you get the bear sculpture in the shot. Damn, he only had a fish in his mouth.
Matt, are you seeing any of the big-name anchors?
Joe, this is no time to talk about your boat. It's pandemonium on the streets. These reporters are standing in front of local drinking establishments, grabbing passersby and pressuring them to come up with folksy anecdotes about the governor.
And you're sure your cousin's brother-in-law's dad once hosted the governor for dinner?
Absolutely. There I was, and he tried to give her a second plate full of food, and she said, thanks, but no thanks to that plate of leg of lamb. Bless her heart. So how about that drink you were talking about?
And it's not just the reporters, Joe. The phone lines and intranets have been jammed with people trying to contact their friends and relatives here in Petersburg so they can get a uniquely Alaskan take on America's hottest vice presidential pick.
Oh, hi, Mabel. It's me, Cousin Dixie from Minnesota.
Hello, Dixie.
Say, what do you think about this Palin gal? She sure seems like a regular mom. You know, I could, someone I could have a beer with.
Yeah, you and Joe Sixpack.
That's just one example of the type of questions we're fielding here, Joe. People in Petersburg are leaving their windows shuttered, their doors barred, their phones off the hook, and their internet tubes tied.
Well, Matt, certainly sounds ugly out there.
As ugly as lipstick on a pig, Joe. Back to you.
And in related news, the Disassociated Press is reporting that Governor Sarah Palin has decided to invade the Kamchatka Peninsula single-handedly. The governor's office has just released video of the governor. It appears she's riding on a dog sled and apparently is being pulled by pit bulls wearing, get this, various shades of heavy lipstick. And we now take you to some live footage from the governor somewhere on the barren and desolate Kamchatka Peninsula.
Push! On spark plug! On hoops! Don't slow down on me, Goodyear! Hey, Sinker! You stay away from Dingle Bar and keep on running! Good job, Crosscheck! Nice form, Slapshot! Oh, boy, yeah, those Ruskies messed with the wrong hockey mom. First I'm taking Vladivostok, then Moscow, then St. Petersburg, and on to Miami. Yeah! Mush! Mush on triplex! Don't slow down on me now, double wide. Okay, lunchbox. Just another 1,000 miles to Minsk. Mush! Mush! Don't tell me I need more foreign policy experience. This is as foreign as it gets. Ooh, a reindeer! On calculus! Forward valve job! Mush! Mush! Seal and pilot, you two stop fussing. Come on, let's go, Windsock! Where is everybody? Hey, you Russians, anyone want to come out and host a trade mission? Anyone want to surrender? Anyone? Huh. I can't see my house anymore. Wow. And I thought Alaska was big. Hello? Anyone? President Putrid? Medvedev? Oh, heck, I'm going home.
Crab Bait Radio. Please don't be upset with us. We tried really hard.
New from Vico, the Ted Stevens Grill. The Ted Stevens Grill. Cook great-tasting, healthier food in minutes.
No, it's not my grill. It's my friend's grill.
It's the only grill endorsed by a U.S. senator.
No! I'm telling you, it's not my grill.
The Ted Stevens Grill. It can handle a whole pork roast, pork loins, pork rib, and pork wings.
Stop calling it pork. It's not pork. It's a necessary part of the appropriations process.
The Ted Stevens Grill. On sale now from Vico.
Alaskans have been taking it in the shorts for the past few years for all our bridges to nowhere and roads to nowhere, light rail systems to nowhere. What's been missed in all the controversy is the fact that there really is a place in Alaska called Nowhere. It's a small town in the heartland of central Kuprinoff Island. As Matt Lichtenstein reports, the residents there are fed up with all the bashing they've been taking on the national scene, and they're hungry to restart the flow of federal transportation dollars into their neck of the woods.
The mayor of Nowhere, Alaska, Clayton Earmark, drives down a rough logging road. It's early morning, and he's going where he goes every morning, to the end of the road to wait for his bridge.
Before all this politics stuff happened, we had about $400 billion set aside for the project. Right here's where the bridge would have split into four lanes, with a Burger King in the middle. Don Radio, but who's playing the same song?
You can hear the disappointment in Earmark's voice as we turn around and head back to nowhere.
Yeah, we're going to have a mall in the middle there. This is where we're going to have a new domed football stadium.
You have a football team?
Well, no, we had the federal funding line up to bring in Parcells and a real quality offensive line. Now there's nothing.
A little further up the road, and we come to two houses in town. Earmark knocks on the door of his neighbors.
Norman? Hey, Norman. Well, you might have gone back east to lobby for a new aquarium or something. Maybe a children's museum. That one's been on hold for a couple of years, too.
Earmark's wife, Mary, serves as the town's police chief, magistrate, defense attorney, postmistress, and building inspector. She says they had big plans for downtown Nowhere.
Over here, we wanted to build the roller coaster to Nowhere. And next to that, well, let's see over here. Yeah, we've got plans drawn up for the ski jump to Nowhere. And... oh, out here, out on the point, why we broke ground last year for the space shuttle to Nowhere. I don't know why people don't like us anymore. It was gonna be beautiful here.
The people of Nowhere still hold on to hope that the current anti-federal funding attitude blows over and they can restart their big plans. But for now, they'll just sit and wait. For Crab Bait Radio, in Nowhere, Alaska, I'm Matt Lichtenstein. Okay, that's a wrap. That's great. Hey, you guys think you can give me a ride back somewhere?
Funny thing about that, the Aluma Welds in Nowhere broke down this morning. We were waiting on federal funding for that, too. If we only had the subway to Nowhere. Or maybe you could ride the horse to Nowhere. Or is it the horse with no name? The cog railway to Nowhere? How about the hovercraft to Nowhere? People moving to Nowhere? Give it a lap.
And now it's time for our weekly crab bait stock report with Barney Smith of Whack-A-Mole Securities on Wall Street. Hey, Barney, what's the news in stocks this week?
Well, Joe, the market's making a few corrections. I mean, it's really nothing to get worked up about. You know, the fundamentals of your investments are certainly and dynamically not unguaranteed. I mean, the Dow really only just dipped below 10 today.
10,000.
No, actually just 10, not 10,000, just 10. It has been a bit of a correction, but there's some signs of optimism on the trading floor. On a related note, if anyone's interested in a used Lexus, I can make him a great deal. My kidding, it's all going to hell. Save yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how about the bond market? Barney? Local stocks? Barney?
Listeners are reminded that the information provided is general in nature and should not in any way be used to make financial decisions. In fact, we recommend putting your money in a mattress, Folgers coffee can, or under a rock for the foreseeable future. Individuals should consult with their priests, rabbis, imams, or therapists before making any decisions. Security products are now for sale at bargain basement prices from Whack-A-Mole Securities, SOL, member of XYZ PDQ. Neither Whack-A-Mole Securities nor its janitorial staff are spiritual or tax advisors.
Crabbait Radio, if you think this stinks, you should have heard what we left out.
And this just in, shocking news about Petersburg's problematic Cabin Creek water pipeline. Officials have located the cause of the decreased flow in that pipe. It seems a person has been stuck in the line somewhere just above air valve number 22 for the past year and a half. We've sent Crabbait Radio reporter Joe Vignicki to find out more.
Managed to wedge myself down into the outflow pipe down near the Cabin Creek Dam, and indeed I can just make out a pair of legs a little ways down the line in front of me. Just a second, I've got to scooch forward a little bit. Hello there, can you hear me?
Hello!
Who is that in there? Norman, I can't believe it. We thought you left town with that waitress.
No, I dropped my car keys and I tried to get them back.
That was a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I know. It hasn't been easy.
What did you eat?
Well, every once in a while, a fish comes my way, and a little while back, a part of a moose leg came through here, but I've had plenty to drink until recently. Why'd they turn off the water?
Well, they were trying to figure out what was clogging the pipe up, and I guess there's some kind of unknown growth on the inside of the line here.
Oh yeah, that's my bad. I was growing some herbs to season my fish with, and also my clothes have been getting a little bit moldy. And has anybody been complaining about a weird taste in the water?
No complaints on that end. I think the city was going to try and send a pig through here to see if that would help.
I haven't had pork for a year and a half. That'd be good.
Well, now that we've found the problem, Norman, let's see if we can get you out of here.
Oh, no. I'm not leaving. I like it here.
Wait, Norman. We got to free up the water supply. Give me your hand. I'll pull you out.
Ow!
Down. Darn it. Now I'm having trouble.
No, you don't. This is my pipe. There's no room for the two of us
in here.
Norman,
stop it. You're kicking me. Ow. Norman. Oh, I dropped my flashlight.
Never mind your flashlight. If you find my car keys, we can drive out of here.
Hello, Matt? Are you there? Can you send someone down to get us? Hello? Matt?
Crabbait Radio is supported in part by Rootwad and Kraske Financial Services, risking your retirement savings since 1992. Rootwad and Kraske will work for junkets or food.
New from the makers of Moose Camp Helper and Quilt Camp Helper, Crabbait Incorporated presents...
Visitor Be Gone!
Are you tired of playing guide, chef, and chauffeur to your brother-in-law's third cousin from Des Moines?
I heard the fish was supposed to be big in Alaska. When are you going to put us on the big fish?
Visitor Be Gone!
Have you started praying that your husband's old college pal from down south will fly back south before the winter?
You know, guys, I could really get used to this, sleeping on your couch. By the way, you got any toenail clippers?
Oh, God. Please let him leave.
Visitor Be Gone!
Are you sick of trying to figure out how to keep your guests busy for the 16th straight day of downpours and 30-knot winds?
Hey, Granny! You gotta pick up the pace! It's just 30,000 feet to the summit!
Visitor Be Gone!
Well, never fear! Visitor Be Gone is here! It's fast, safe, and effective. Just call our toll-free line, and we'll send one of our specialists right to your door.
Congratulations! You've just won a luxury cruise, and the boat leaves in 20 minutes!
Visitor Be Gone!
Before they know it, your visitors will be locked in the fish hold of a Russian trawler bound for Vladivostok.
Wow! Thanks, Visitor Be Gone!
Visitor Be Gone!
Visitor Be Gone! Don't wait until they start to go rotten. Call now, toll-free, 1-800-NO-GUEST. Also effective for recent college dropouts, unhelpful spouses, and noisy neighbors.
Crabbait Radio is underwritten by Henry the Dog, collecting old crusty tennis balls so you don't have to. Henry the Dog, I just want to play.
As the presidential campaign moves into its final month, it's become clear that some of the candidates have been heavily influenced by one particular individual. His name, Joe Sixpack. But who is Joe Sixpack, really? Crabbait Radio's Joe Vignicki visited with Mr. Sixpack at his home.
First off, thank you for inviting me to your home, Mr. Sixpack. Can I call you Mr. Sixpack?
No. Just call me Mr. Pack. Six is my middle name. It used to be 12, but I'm trying to cut down on my drinking.
Okay, Mr. Pack. As the presidential campaign nears, what is important to you as a voter?
Oh, I don't vote.
You really seem to be a key demographic for the upcoming election.
What are you calling me names now?
Were you a good student in school?
I was average.
What line of work are you in?
I work with the customers.
What is it you would say that you do each day?
Are you gonna be here much longer? You know, Sports Center's on. And
just a couple more questions. Are you married?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a wife. She's a little lady's out picking up the kids at the hockey rink.
Kids, how many?
2.5.
0.5. How's that kid doing?
Yeah, so-so. Can't complain.
Do you have other family nearby?
Oh, yeah. I got a brother-in-law across town. His name's Johnny Come Lately. I got a sister-in-law. Her name is Plain Jane. And then I got two cousins. There's Joe Schmo and Joe Blow, and they're twins. All right, now I need you to get out of here.
Crabbait Radio, using burp and fart sounds to make you laugh for the past 6 years.
And finally, we've got one message for you today.
Petersburg Medical Center announced it won't be delivering any babies conceived after 3 this afternoon. So that's the deadline to get pregnant, 3 this afternoon. Anyone needing help in that department can call the following toll-free number, 1-800-BABY-NOW. That's 1-800-BABY-NOW.
Well, that's it for this year's edition of Crabbait Radio. The show was written and produced by Joe Vignicki and me, Matt Lichtenstein, in the studios of KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg, Alaska, with additional voice talent from Van Abbott and Suzanne Fuqua, who can often be heard to say,
Crabbait Radio. Oh, it's on. Whew, why? Boy, Joe, the fucking mic's on.
Remember, if it ain't news, it's crabbait.